Years ago, when you picked up your telephone to make a call, there would be a real person on the other end of the line. You'd give a word for the exchange and then the four numbers. Our suburban Chicago neighborhood had two exchanges. One was Commodore, the other was Pullman. Our number was simple to remember, Pullman 9191. By the way, what I'm telling you is all true. When you picked up the phone during the day, you always got the same person. It was Miss Patience, a woman with a sweet voice and a personal interest in how things were going at your house. What was the new puppy doing? What had we heard from Uncle away in the war? What flowers were in bloom? I never met Miss Patience, but I loved her. My cousin, who lived nearby, was in the Commodore Exchange, and his telephone operator was usually Miss Constance. She was a no-nonsense woman who just wanted to be efficient in making the connection. Miss Patience stood for loving care and concern. Miss Constance was interested in accuracy and truth. Loving patience and absolute constancy, two qualities we all need when we're trying to communicate. Wasn't it interesting that the names of the operators echoed the qualities they wanted to express? Today, communication is more important than ever in the past. Just think of all the ways we have to communicate. Probably the most common is the telephone. Although we've come a long way in telephone communications, I know an even better method of communicating and getting the right answers. That better method is...